Welcome back to Tiny Weather Adventures. Today on Tiny Weather Adventures, the epic conclusion to the snowstorm we began to build on our previous episode, we are continuing to look into the past to see what made the 2016 East Coast Blizzard such a great snowstorm. Picking up from last time, we have all of our ingredients, the two hugging lows, really chilly air at the ground, warm, juicy ocean water energy drink, lots of wind, more upward suction from above, derailed cold air trains. The only thing left is to position our snowstorm and see what happens. The position of our lows is so super important when it comes to determining whether a city will experience snow, rain, or a wintry mix. The heaviest snow likes to surround the low center like a cowl, which is like a large hooded garment with wide sleeves. Well, just think scarf. Especially northwest of the low center. Why is that? Well, that's usually where the coldest area of the storm is, with consistently cold temperatures from the top of the storm to the bottom of the storm. That way you get all snow, with nothing else mixing in. If you go further to the northeast of the storm, you're at risk of getting that sleet and freezing rain, because that's where the warm air likes to sit. And generally, the further south you go from the storm center, the higher the chance of rain. Boo! We want snow! So, what happened with our lows? Remember from last time the lows were taking their shortcut off the coast of North Carolina? Well, guess what? That put Washington, D.C. right in the thick of the snow cowl, as I'm calling it. Our mischievous lows decided to epically unload on these poor, unsuspecting cities going northwards of Richmond, Virginia, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Maryland, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Newark, New Jersey, and New York City, New York. How much do you say? Well, the highest totals were on the top of Mount Mitchell in North Carolina. Remember him from last time? That mountain got 66 inches of snow. Woohoo! That's probably taller than you are. Those silly lows must like mountains, because the next highest total is where they shook out over 42 inches in Glengarry, West Virginia. Ask your parents where that is. The highest total in Maryland was 38 inches. That was at Red House, Maryland, way out in Garrett County near the West Virginia border. And the highest in Pennsylvania was also 38 inches at Greencastle, Pennsylvania, a hop just over the Maryland border from Hagerstown. Man, I think those lows were having a contest to see how many records they could break. The event accumulation records, which is how much snow you get per storm, at the airports in the path of the storm were as follows from south to north. So 29 inches at BWI, that's Baltimore Washington International Airport, 30 inches at Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Allentown, PA had 32 inches, Newark, New Jersey, and LaGuardia both got 28 inches, and JFK in New York City got 31 inches. The swath of super snow, which is 18 inches or more as I'm defining it, lasted from eastern West Virginia all the way to Long Island. That's almost 500 miles long. It's like driving a fifth of the entire United States. Continental, of course. So, obviously, this made a really big mess. There were a lot of... car accidents and... canceled airplane flights, and some 480,000 people didn't have power because of this storm. Most of those power outages were in North Carolina because they got the ugly side of the storm, the freezing rain. A coating of 3/4 inch. Yuck. Gross. And slippery. Overall, lots of money was lost because of closed businesses, power outages, those car accidents we mentioned earlier. And it was estimated over $1 billion. Wow, now that's a snowstorm. Do you know what's super cool about this storm, though? Besides all the snow, of course. The fact that weather scientists were able to forecast that big impact snowstorm event was coming very nearly to a week ahead of time. It was 5 days in advance. This is a really good sign for weather forecast models and scientists alike. Developing more accurate weather forecasts is how we can keep you and your family Yes, even Fido, safe. So what do you think? Did the Lowe's have a good time in D.C.? In New York? I think they definitely did. Were you aware of how complicated snowstorms are? Wow, so many ingredients, right? Keep that in mind next time you hear on the news, a snowstorm is coming. This is an acknowledgement that the material for this podcast was adapted from the WeatherWise magazine article, East Coast Blizzard of 2016, The Northeast Gets Buried, written by Jeffrey B. Haverson. And the sounds from this podcast came from zepsplat.com. I hope you enjoyed it and tune in next time.